Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm vanilla, baby. Turn your phone off. But I ain't no baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Listen, which dog is that?
That is Oreo.
Oreo is obviously fired up for whiskey stars and cigars, which is almost here. It's presented by WQM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You guys can come talk sports with the WQM on-air staff on Wednesday, November 20th at our new location, Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. You guys can enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series and a cigar from Drew Estate next Wednesday, November 20th. And that is at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year, sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And also brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. If you guys RSVP'd already to the previous scheduled events that got stormed, your RSVPs carry over. So,
also, Tobin?
Yep.
Tabacón?
Is that it is?
Tabacón.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Is that how you say it?
It's tobacco.
No. But here's the thing. Is Galen sent it to me, JFig, and I just see him phonetically spelled out.
I saw the email. That's how Tyler actually said
it. Well, that's how I was like, oh. I was like, I didn't know that it was a Latin place.
Tabacón.
It has a little ñ on top.
Not on the reader that I have.
Uh-huh.
I believe you. Just no, like, you know, tabacón. you gotta, that's how I read it. I was like, oh, okay, so it's, okay, so tabacón.
Tabacón.
All right, there you go. Headlines are brought to you by...
Has anybody seen Lynn?
Yes.
No.
He's in today.
Although, in fairness, I haven't been to the studio in a few days.
I broke a record for the amount of times I came to the studio last week. Mm. No Lynn.
I think the last time I saw him was Halloween.
JFig either.
That's true.
Yikes.
You see me all the time, Leroy. I'm right here.
No, you know what I mean. Stop.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Panthers, they win over the Philadelphia Flyers in a shootout this weekend. They're back in action tomorrow. The Cats are still wearing their robes from Finland to every game and will until they lose.
Oh, until they lose?
You don't mess with the win streak in hockey.
True. As they should.
Sergei Bobrovsky, he was standing on his head in overtime. Here was our boy Bob on his performance and this win.
No, you just stay with the wave, you know. You just like enjoy the opportunity, enjoy the moment, and play one moment. Again, I thought opponent give us a good game. You know, they play hard, they compete in every inch of the ice, and it's a good win for us.
Follow the wave.
I thought he said wife.
No.
What he said at all? He didn't say wife in the beginning.
No.
Why would you follow his wife?
That's not. You know, you gotta stay with your wife. And I was like, all right, I guess it's good.
No, you just stay with the wife. You know.
Oh, come on. Come on.
So you think this is Sergei Bobrovsky's advice to a good marriage?
Because keep in mind, here's where this gets screwed up.
It's good advice.
And I hate this. You typing in the question and hearing the question asked is two different things. If we had heard the question that was asked, then we would have said wave.
Why would he bring up his wife?
It sounded like he said wife. I don't know.
Sergey, you've been together with Mrs. Bobrovsky for a long time. What is the key to a good marriage?
No, you just stay with the wife.
There you go. I mean,
just stay there.
Wait, but I think that's what he said. Think of how many questions you could ask and get the same answer. However, we never heard the question that was asked. Now that we maybe know what the question is, now we know it's wave.
I understood what he said the entire time.
Okay.
You speak Bobrovsky. We don't.
It's just his Russian accent. Paul Maurice, he doesn't really have that big of a Canadian accent. Here he was on what it felt like to watch overtime.
Thinking, thank God the playoffs aren't played 3-on-3. Maybe I should fire a defenseman out there every once in a while. But I do like we go out to score a goal. We do. And you got to be defensive and responsible. I get all of us. No funds. It's no fun. So we go into overtime. If you work your ass off all year, you put yourself in a position that you can hopefully get enough points that you make the playoffs. I think our record since we went to that 3-forward idea has been very, very strong. I want to go score a goal. I want to sit back and try to get it to a shootout.
I like that. For funsies.
Much more reserved than he is at parades.
Oh, yeah, dude. Now let's get to a coach who's maybe feeling that seat get a little bit toasty on his cheeks. Mike McDaniel. This is him going into Monday Night Football. Aware that the Dolphins need to win a lot of games in a row.
Ultimately, the game is about winning. So I'm not saying that that is ultimately how you're judged, and I think that's fair, and you tirelessly work at not obsessing about the false sense of we're going to win this week. No, what are you going to do about it? And what is today like? How are you going to affect the change? We've had a lot of hard conversations that ultimately have been very necessary. And in that process, you have to win this league. But you have to take care of your business through the entirety of the preparation, coaches and players included. And then, ultimately you do have to win football games that's the whole idea. So we're working to improve that.
What?
Yeah.
Woo!
I got lost within 10 seconds.
Riveting.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah!
Is he the only coach that makes you think, what was the question again?
Something about his wife, I think. I'm not sure.
I think he was also, this is also Mike McDaniel on a long marriage. Long, successful marriage. How do you do it? He goes, I'm aware that you have to win.
Yes. That is obviously the man who feels his seat getting warm. But lucky for him, the Dolphins are going to win out.
But here, can I ask? I hate doing this because before we fire somebody or, retool or blow it all up, don't you have to be honest with the reasons as to why this all happened? Because if you fire a coach, you're basically saying that with the same players, somebody else could have did better. And I would say with the injuries that they've had on both sides of the ball, it made anything that anybody would try to do possible. So what part of that are we going to be honest about, or what part of it are we just going to, say, nope, it's the coach's fault, get a new coach, that wouldn't happen, we're going to be better?
Well, I don't know what, to be fair to Mike, I don't really know what he could do over his team. They're professional, grown-ass men. Like, I don't know, at what point is it his fault that you know, guys are fumbling all over the place and making critical errors. And I don't know what that, I don't know how that's on him, but I also don't know, you know, who they're going to blame. I mean, it feels like if the season does go at a point, if we wake up tomorrow and they have less wins than the Panthers, how is Stephen Ross going to feel? I mean, I can't imagine he's going to be thrilled about it.
Do you understand that all the coaches, all of the new coaches are kind of in a similar mode with how they treat their players? So, again, the fumbling part, yes, I get that. That's on the players. The penalty stuff is mostly because of the offense that you have got, the offense that you run, but the amount of new people you have in and out of it, it sometimes gets, you know, difficult to pick up.
Right.
I get that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying in sports, we tend to forget about all the injuries and all the circumstances that lead down this road only to put it on the coach and think things are going to get better if we have a different coach. And don't you have to be honest from the standpoint of saying, if I had a new coach in this same situation, would we be any different?
I think you also have to ask, though, like if you do keep going down this road, if things actually did tweak your way, right, are you actually close to contending? That also has to be asked.
Yeah, but in the end, players contend. Okay? Stop making it. I hate when people think or try to make it that a coach can do so much more with the same players. I would say that it's the players. So my first, every time I look at a game or whatever, and I have criticized Mike McDaniel on some adjustments going into the second half. But in the end, all the things that you're talking about are mistakes by the players.
That's what I said, though.
No, I know. I'm not saying you didn't. But then how does that translate into, oh, let's fire the coach?
Because that's how sports works, dude. They don't fire the players. They fire the coach.
True.
Here.
Welcome to sports.
Here's how I look at this, though. I look at it when fans just want change without fully realizing that if you change certain things, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And then what?
I think that people are probably just wondering, though, like if this build has capped itself out. Like you look at a Washington, you look at a Houston, you look at that and you're like, hit the reset button. Let's see if we could do it again. Like because you're ultimately like, if you do hit
it happen with them,
huh?
Because it happened with another team, you think it's going to happen with you? Like when you look at Houston,
was that that's not a good reason not to do it?
No, but here's the difference in Houston stripped it down.
Yep.
Right. They traded Deshaun Watson for an unbelievable amount of picks. Then they got damn near the rookie of the year on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
Okay, so there's that. Plus, they had a lot of money because they stripped it down. So all these things came
in order. The Dolphins already had that too, Leroy. Like this is the thing. Like the Dolphins were already in that position too of having the money, having the picks, having the asset. And if you do reach your point where, okay, now we have to pay our quarterback $200 million and it's still not good enough, like, yeah, I do think you have to come to a point where it's like, what is the ceiling of this? Now, I get you. There are reasons this year because Tua got hurt that it was one of the things that you knew probably was a risk with him as your franchise guy. But I got to think that, you know, Stephen Ross in the back of his mind is thinking of, do I continue this? If I do run it back and everything hopefully goes my way, will this actually contend in the AFC?
Right. I would say here's the other thing that the Dolphins didn't do that all the other teams have done. They have kept their young talent at all costs. Right? So the guys they drafted, it makes them look good. They don't let draft picks walk.
I couldn't say. I don't know.
Well, I'm just
there are different points. Like if you're referring to like the Commanders and the Tech, like they're at the beginning where they don't have to make those choices,
right? And that's the other thing, you had to make choices. But we do have we do have a lot of older players that are getting most of the money.
Yep.
And that, if you look at Washington and you look at Houston, that's not what they did. So that's the difference between those teams and this team. I don't know what the answer is. You can say last year was the ceiling, but remember Tua got hurt.
This year, yeah.
No, but was the end of last year where
no, last year was
that was 2 years
year.
Ago. Yeah. That was 2 years ago. But yeah.
Last year everybody else got hurt. I mean, like, I know the receivers were banged up, they had no defenders left.
Right. So, like, how much does that play into? Listen, I'm all for making the team better. I'm not even saying I disagree with that. But I'm saying if that's what you're gonna do, at least do it for the right reasons. Like, to say, let's blow it up, it's not working, you got to have a plan or this is going to last forever.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The only French singer I know is Yannick Noah.
What?
Huh?
What?
I don't know any Spanish. And I
But what did you say?
The only French singer.
Yes.
Yannick Noah.
Oh, yes. Who could forget Yannick Noah for their smash hit?
That's what you would call his dad.
Yes. Joakim Noah's dad. Damn, that was a guess. It's the only Noah last name I knew.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, fair point.
Yeah, that's it.
Man. We got Dolphins back in action tonight. Hopefully they can get some feel good. Obviously, everybody licking their wounds a little bit with the Canes' loss to Georgia Tech. The bill was due. Caught up to the Canes. They lose 28-23 to the Yellow Jackets. Ugh. Annoying. Miami's down to 12th in the AP poll. See the new rankings tomorrow. I'm sure the Canes will be out of there, but not dead yet. Still got to just take care of their business, win these next two.
Did you say 20th? They have
12th. I'm sorry. 12th. If I said 20th. Okay, okay, I apologize.
Okay. No, maybe I heard it wrong. I was like, wow. That's
dropped to 12th in the AP poll. And then they got they got Wake Forest coming up. They have announced Wake Forest will be a noon start. Noon?
You got no chance. You would listen. They already don't want to show you in prime time. But if you lose, you're more likely to move to noon. And that's what happened.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, you know? Get to it. Hey, you want to hear an angry fan?
Yeah, well, okay. The fan of who, though?
Of course.
So our sister station, The Score in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
On their post-game show. The Bears lost to the Patriots yesterday. And Caleb Williams got the holy hell
beat out of him.
Like, there was one point where a Patriots defender picked him up and pat him on the head.
They showed some video. And they go, this isn't college. You can't sit back there and pat the ball forever. And that's what he's doing.
Well, here was this was a Mad Bears fan.
Bill is on the northwest side. Bill, welcome to the Score. How are you?
I'm pissed off. That's how I'm doing. I mean, what we saw today was a disgrace. I'm very happy, and I want to disagree with Olin 100%. I am glad the Bears players came out and said that the coaches were incompetent. I mean, for Matt Eberflus to come back after the Washington game and say that the second play before that the play before the Hail Mary had nothing to do with them losing is BS. That's number one. Okay? And then come out today again against the team and get slaughtered at home. Now you're facing the Packers, Minnesota, and Detroit back-to-back weeks. And you expect this, and tomorrow morning, he's going to go and meet the Bears media, and he's going to say we had a meeting, and everything is great, and we're all on the same page. Well, what page are they on? He's full of crap. He should be fired right this minute. And what he did to Caleb Williams again today, under 2 minutes, losing by 16 points, and he's getting the crap kicked out of him. And he leaves him in the game to get his head bashed in. I hope Caleb Williams' father tonight, I hope he tweets something so bad that it gets Matt Eberflus fired.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the phone call and the passion.
I think that's everybody in Chicago right now.
I think it's everybody. I mean,
Wow.
Whoa.
That's I love cool. how at first they were so unbothered and chill, and then at the end they just start laughing.
I mean, he was probably echoing a lot of what they
felt. He was sacked 9 times.
Yeah. I mean, get rid of the ball.
Keep in mind, it was
dude.
New England, too.
Yeah, against New England. Yeesh.
We blame Matt Eberflus, or can he not just get rid of the ball?
I don't know, but if the Dolphins lose tonight, I challenge somebody to top that up with Dan Day tonight.
Oh, that's cool. It'll be me, dude. I'm calling tonight.
Oh, really?
That's I'm calling tonight. If I don't get that Odell Beckham anytime touchdown, I will be pissed regardless of the outcome of the game.
You think Julian Hill finally gets it done tonight?
I don't know. I'm putting money on that, too. I'd say no, though, if I'm being honest.
Probably not.
But you never know. River Craycraft getting some of my money off.
That guy sounds like Leroy yelling at the public.
I think my favorite part of the...
I don't yell. My favorite conversations.
My favorite part of the rant, though, is like, I hope he tweets out something really bad.
Yeah. That was like as close to teetering the line of like cursing on air.
Oh, yeah.
he got his finger was on the dump button for sure.
Robbie was sweating somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll play a little All Right Oh No to close things out after this. But let me tell you something right now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to be in the mood after ranting about your favorite team stinking up the joint?
Yeah.
Try Blue Chew.
Whoa!
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. All right. So even if your favorite QB is getting sacked 9 times, you can at least get it on in the sack. Don't got to worry about it, man. Plus, I got a special deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So what do you got to lose, dude? No doctor's visits, no visits to the pharmacy. Get shipped right to your door in a discreet package. Go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. That's BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. Schmeathen. Go to hell, dude.
What? That's how you come back from the break? What are you?
He goes, not your best work. What the hell, Schmeathen? Not every time can I toe the line of getting fired when I do a Blue Chew read. Although that is what makes them proud.
Personally, thank you for not.
Have you received any feedback? Did they love
nothing but nothing but positive?
This is, it's getting crazy. One had Leroy evacuating the studio last week, if I'm not mistaken. I think.
Yeah.
It's getting rough. It's getting rough, dude.
Sometimes you got to throw the jab. It can't always be haymakers. Anyway, and plus Scooby was here, you know, young ears, you know.
Scooby, come on.
Young ears.
Let's get to All Right. Oh no. My All Right. Jovic, dude. Nikola Jovich with the and one, getting the Heat a much needed win on the road in Minnesota. First time in 6 years beating the Wolves in Minnesota. Did you see that stat yesterday, Leroy? Is Leroy muted? Did he unplug his mic?
He unplugged his mic.
Was that another opportunity, though, that we
did? He was 14.
Without Jimmy Butler?
The last time they won.
14?
15. Yeah, come on. Like, that's how ridiculous when we talk about sports and get mad at the players. We haven't done this in 20 years. I'm like, some of these.
No, they don't beat the Wolves. They don't beat the Wolves, though. They don't. Not, and especially not with Jimmy Butler.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying, Nico was 15 when this started. He's 21. Yeah. Yeah. 6 years. 15.
Wayne Ellington.
In Serbia. He had no idea about the Heat.
Wayne Ellington was the leading scorer for that game. He's now on the coaching staff.
There you go. That's how long ago it was. We were sitting here. But kudos to it. You know what I like? I like when players get almost like they lose, you know, time or their position. And then the next time they get back in the game, they just ball out. So yeah. That's what I liked about Nico. He didn't pout. He just came out play.
My oh no goes to the Pinks. No, I was waiting for a Heron's run to the playoffs, and
instead it was a President's Cup run.
Yep, ousted by Atlanta. Embarrassing, Messi. You better make up for it. Go get me Neymar right now.
Wow.
You better go get me Neymar. Leroy, what's your all right? Oh no.
My all right is going to go, I mean, Arizona.
All right.
Exposing that bum.
Dude, this guy hates Aaron Rodgers, bro.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
That evil laugh.
Exposing him. Like, listen, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and he's great, but not now.
Oof.
Right? He's not. He's a 40-year-old football player. Like 40-year-old football players work. Periodically, there are anomalies to the rule. Okay? But I'm going to play the percentages every time. A 40-year-old playing in the NFL is probably not going to look like what you think.
Tough.
Unless he's a kicker. That's it.
Also, Mike Williams catching the winning touchdown for Pittsburgh. Oh,
that was going to be... Wait. That...
All right.
Was going to be my game ball. Because not only did you throw Mike Williams under the bus.
Yep.
But you followed it up getting trashed by Arizona. Meanwhile, the guy who you threw under the bus is catching touchdown passes on a better team.
Yep.
So it just worked out for me this weekend. Like, it just worked out. Things was going. This, like, Graham, like, ooh. I said, hey, Tobe, you see these Jets? And, watch this. Did you see who caught that touchdown? Mike, wasn't he on the Jet? Oh, my goodness. It's just working out for me this weekend. I just need the Dolphins to win because you know what happens. And I'm saying this specifically to Blad, that his team stinks and yucks it up. But the Dolphins haven't been playing well either. So he can just say, oh, well, your team not doing that good either.
That's right? A good retort.
Right. So I just hope, at least for this week, go win the game. And
what is your oh no?
That was it.
Oh no!
You're all right went to the Cardinals for making Aaron Rodgers look like a bum. You're also making your Aaron Rodgers for being a bum.
No. I got it. My oh no goes to Micah Parsons.
Oh,
like, dude. I would like to think not what you meant when you said that. But when you talk about coaches, whether you like the coach or not, you cannot question the amount of time they put into it. You know who the last coach was that said, I ain't spending all that time on football coaching? Was the last coach went from Florida to...
Steve Spurrier?
Yes. He said, I want my coaches home for dinner and all that stuff. They were horrible. Most coaches spend, all you hear is the ridiculous amount of time they spend on it. Like, if you don't have to like your coach, right? But don't disrespect the amount of time they put into it. Because there ain't no player putting as much time into football and being successful as coaches. You get to go home for dinner.
Although Zach Martin does, I mean, he's been an all pro basically every year of his career. So
I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel bad for him, but you know, here's the thing. When you say I feel bad for somebody, you play a role in it. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think we talk enough about John Lynch taking Trey Lance number three.
You know why? Because why? They got out of it when they got Purdy.
I know, but like, dude, that is a swing and a miss right there. Number three?
It happens. Here's what kills it. The fact that you traded damn near all your draft picks for it.
Crazy. Jennifer, you're all right? Oh, no.
Well, my all right goes to me finally being able to see Carrie Underwood this weekend.
Wow.
At Country Bay Music Festival.
Was it good?
Guys, that Scooby's drinking water. I apologize, but that performance was phenomenal.
Wow.
Just hearing that live.
Did she do Before He Cheats?
That was actually the last song. And as soon as it started like lightly pouring. But it was like a nice rain. I don't even know how to describe it. It was just magical. I loved every second of it. My oh no goes to obviously being at the festival. I couldn't really catch up with sports. I didn't have any signal. And
you miss mostly bad sports, other than the
bad
Panthers.
Sports. Thankfully, I didn't have to get that angry. But that's my oh no.
Oh, Froggy? No. My all right. Goes to Deontay Wilder and Francis Ngannou.
Wow. Why?
A super fight on the way. For a long time, Francis wanted to fight him, but it seemed like Deontay wasn't ready. In a recent interview with TMZ Sports, he says he's down to begin negotiations. So there's an opportunity potentially to have two of the best heavyweights of this era face off. I know Ngannou definitely got embarrassed by Anthony Joshua, but yep. I just think him and Wilder just throwing haymakers at each other. That's
be fun. I'd be into it.
It's fun, but you notice how all these fights are happening 3 years too late?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that in the fight game.
Well,
just tired of it. Yeah. It is, and it's going back all the way to the 90s.
Are you going to be watching Mike Tyson on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
All right.
Kind of have to.
You kind of have to. Right. I mean.
We have Mike Tyson on Friday, and then we got John Jones Stipe on Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
We're having some UFC guests this week.
Oh.
Talking about the old fightsy fights. What's your oh no, Froggy?
Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? Bam Adebayo, dude. Washed. Absolutely washed.
Is that a playbill?
After nine games?
That is a playbill for Romeo and Juliet. He's inside of a washer. Top-loading washer, by the way. I had to make sure you guys knew it was a washer that way. You know, you don't, you don't load drying clothes top-loading. And then, you know, you got the chocolates because he's like, he loves me not. Sick of this guy, dude. Two of my parlays this week come down to Bam being able to get at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's your own fault.
How many plays?
Do you not learn your lesson?
Fine. So you guys are right. I should ban Bam from betting, or he should maybe get less minutes. If he's not going to be doing anything out there, at least. Maybe Khalil Ware needs a little bit more run or something like that. Date night. Just tell him date night. He'll probably just like go out or something like that. He won't forget there's a game. He's still in Mexico.
You're lashing out. I don't like what you're doing.
No, I'm not lashing out, dude. He can't get 10 rebounds. He's outplayed by Rudy Gobert. He's outplayed by...
He wasn't outplayed by Rudy Gobert.
Outplayed by Rudy Gobert. 12 rebounds for Rudy Gobert in way less minutes, dude.
Rudy Gobert was the ghost in that game. He didn't do anything.
Samesies, dude. What, this guy had 9 points yesterday? Oh, thank God.
This is what happens when you gamble.
Points.
When you gamble, you don't watch the game.
Six rebounds.
Just look at the box score.
7 assists.
Yep.
Whoa. For real, that's a triple single. We got Draymond Blue on our team now. Love that, guys.
Great.
Sick of this guy, dude.
That might be the funniest lines of all time, Mr. Triple Single.
Triple single, dude.
That's our show for today.
I'll go ahead and mark that, by the way.
That's our show for today, everybody. I'll be back with Game Day Uncensored at 4 p.m. We'll get you ready for...
Why do they always get half of shows?
I don't know. When do we get a half a show?
Right. We get the Panthers move their game back just for us to have that extra hour.
Remember when our show was only 2 hours and then we begged for 3 and 4 hours?
Idiots. I can't believe it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bad mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. Bad mistakes. Hope you motherfucker have a good.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.